From National Public Radio and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. It's hard to imagine a moment in any drama that's more intense or more poignant than this one. It's the Willow Song from Verdi's Otello. As Desdemona sings it in the final act, she's resigned. She knows that her marriage is damaged beyond repair and that her fate is no longer in her own hands. The opera is based on the great tragedy Othello by Shakespeare, and it's a prime example of Verdi's genius for setting Shakespeare's plays to music. Of the hundreds of Shakespeare-based operas written over the centuries, many by top-notch composers, Verdi's Macbeth, Othello, and Falstaff are among a handful that have succeeded. Nearly all the others pale in comparison. Still, when Verdi's Othello premiered in 1887, another successful operatic version of the play had been around for more than 70 years. But we seldom hear it today, though it was hardly by an obscure composer. This music is also the Willow Song, sung by Desdemona in an opera called Otello. As you can hear, it rivals Verdi's version when it comes to beauty and poignancy. And no wonder. This Willow Song was also composed by one of opera's all-time greats, Gioachino Rossini. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Rossini's Otello, and after you've heard it, you may well wonder why it's not performed more often. It comes to us from the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris, in a production led by conductor Evelino Pidot. The stars are tenor John Osborne in the title role, with soprano Anna Caterina Antonacci as Desdemona.